here into week number two, Cambridge football, hopefully a good week one. And I know you're excited about this bunch of kids this year, aren't you?
Yeah, we had a really good week. First week, we spent 4 days doing 2 days, just doing some installs and walkthroughs in the morning and then getting after it in the afternoons once we were able to put the pads on. But the kids were really excited to be there. There was a lot of good energy. And, yeah, we're just really looking forward to the year, and it's going to be fun.
I know last year injuries were a big part of the season, unfortunately. And, boy, you do not want to have a repeat of what happened last year, do you?
No, we don't. But unfortunately, you know, we're already on our second and third quarterback. We're trying to figure out that position as our guy that was going to start at quarterback for us. Tore his UCL and his elbow fully and had to have surgery this summer. And so we're kind of trying to figure out that position. But other than that, we're healthy, and we hope that continues. And then, you know, our quarterback from last year, hopefully he can kind of get on the mend and figure out a way to get on the field, you know, once we get into district play for us.
I think you're talking about Micah Gerlach, and that young man, gosh dang, he's been snake bitten last year into, you know, he started in the summertime as far as injuries, hasn't he?
Yeah, he just kind of had, ever since, last year, just had kind of had this elbow issue, and finally got some imagery done where one of the places that they took him to just wanted to do some therapy. Well, when the ligament's torn, you got to get that fixed, and he was playing some baseball this summer, and it fully tore, and needed to get it fixed, and so we're going to be without his services at quarterback to at least start the year.
I know you lost some good seniors from last year, but as far as skill position guys, you've got a lot of good kids back that played a lot of minutes for you in those areas from back again this year.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to it. You know, Tate Kempin's going to be a big part of our offense this year. When you're talking about injuries, he was one of those kids last year that was really snake bitten by injuries, and he's got a lot of confidence. You know, coming out of state track last year, placing the fourth in the 400, and he's going to be a huge force at that I-back position, and Jaden Roof and Creighton Ruggles. We got Brady Allmeyer back on the football field, Hodge Raybird. So we got a lot of skill guys back there that we're really looking forward to. And these two freshmen, you know, they're very athletic, you know, but they're just freshmen. So we got a lot to learn with those two at that quarterback position, kind of what we can do, who we are, what we're not going to be. And I feel like this team's going to be one of those teams that we might take some lumps and bruises kind of early, but I feel like once the season kind of progresses and we get our guys kind of broken in, especially just new guys at quarterback, that's always a big deal. Once they kind of get their feet wet and figure it out, you know, I feel like we could do some really, really good things this year.
Yeah, Tayton, I'm glad you brought him up because I really thought, boy, regular season for track, the conference, district, state, that kid, as far as his speed, he really took off and had a good spring.
Yeah, he put on some good weight. He's weighing about 175, and so he'll be a good slot for us and a good eye back for us in the backfield. So we're just really excited, and you know, he's been one of those kids too. It seems like since his eighth grade year, he's been really snake bitten in football with some sort of injury, whether it's an ankle or a shoulder or a collarbone or a broken wrist. He's had something every single year, so I'd really like to see him excel because he's got some elite speed, and you know, we got to find ways to get him the football.
Into week two, are any type of scrimmage coming up for you this week before the season opener next week?
Yeah, we'll do our Gatorade scrimmage on Thursday, and you know, we're kind of sifting through there, grading our guys. We had a scrimmage last Saturday, just kind of to get the feel for it, a little bit more live, a little bit more than just thud, you know, we're kind of getting after it. But, yeah, we'll have a real scrimmage here Thursday at 6 o'clock. And, you know, we got some guys that are still fighting for that starting spot or that rotating spot, and we've been talking about that so far this week is, hey, you know, you're being evaluated all the time. We film practice. We watch that film. We see if you take plays off, and these kids get graded, and we post those grades so they know how they're doing. And since we started doing that, you know, it's been really good because kids are asking questions and they want to learn and they want to get better. And that process is really huge, especially having a scrimmage before a game just to get more of a live feel, even though it's against your own teammates. It's really important.